The following is an audio booklet from the United Church of God. To view this booklet and other resources online, please visit ucg.org. Sunset to Sunset, God's Sabbath Rest. Chapter 4 Sidebar. There remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. The book of Hebrews weaves together three themes of rest: the rest promised to Israel from enemies, the weekly Sabbath, and the spiritual rest through Christ. The book of Hebrews uses creative comparisons to emphasize to its largely Jewish audience that the weekly Sabbath is a reminder of more than the fact that God was the Israelites' creator and the one who had delivered them from slavery in Egypt. Exodus 20:8-11, Deuteronomy 5:12-15. The faithfulness of Moses in Jesus Christ is spoken of in the first six verses of the third chapter of Hebrews. Beginning in Hebrews 3:7, Psalm 95 is quoted to document the failure of the first generation of Israel as a lesson to God's people today. Disobedience because of unbelief was the main cause of their failure to enter the rest promised to them. Hebrews 3:18-19. David, in Psalm 95, spoke of a promise of rest long after Joshua led the second generation of Israel to rest in the Promised Land. This demonstrates that the rest fulfilled at the time of Joshua was only a type of greater rest to come. Hebrews 4:6-8. The fourth chapter begins with an admonition to faith and obedience as a prerequisite for receiving the rest that is still available to God's people. No one has yet entered that rest, and not because God hadn't prepared it, for in fact, it was finished from the foundation of the world. Hebrews 4:3. That God rested on the seventh day from all his works indicates as much. Hebrews 4:4. Rest for the people of God. Now we come to a controversial statement. There remains, therefore, a rest for the people of God. Hebrews 4:9. The Greek word translated rest in every other verse throughout Hebrews 3 and 4 is katapausis. But the word translated rest in Hebrews 4:9 is sabbatismos. This is the only New Testament occurrence of this word, and its meaning is fundamental to understanding this pivotal verse, which is the conclusion of everything previously said about rest beginning in Hebrews 3:7. The Anchor Bible Dictionary states regarding the meaning of sabbatismos, the word Sabbath rest, translate the Greek noun sabbatismos, a unique word in the New Testament. This term appears also in Plutarch, for Sabbath observance, and in four post-canonical Christian writings, for Seventh-day Sabbath celebration, page 855. The same resource continues with an explanation of the context. The author of Hebrews affirms in Hebrews 4:3-11 through the joining of quotations from Genesis 2:2 and Psalms 95:7 that the promised Sabbath rest still anticipates a complete realization for the people of God in the end time, which had been inaugurated with the appearance of Jesus. Hebrews 1:1-3. The experience of Sabbath rest points to a present rest, katapausis, reality, in which those who believed are entering, 4:3, and its points to a future rest reality, 4:11. Physical Sabbath keeping on the part of the New Covenant believer, as affirmed by Sabbath rest, epitomizes cessation from works, 4:10, in commemoration of God's rest at creation, 4:4, equals Genesis 2:2, and manifests faith in the salvation provided by Christ. Hebrews 4:3-11 affirms that physical Sabbath rest, sabbatismos, is the weekly outward manifestation of the inner experience of spiritual rest, katapausis, in which the final rest is experienced already today, 4:7. Thus, Sabbath rest combines in itself creation commemoration, salvation experience, and eschaton, end time, anticipation, as the community of faith moves forward toward the final consummation of total restoration and rest. Pages 855-856. In summary, the Anchor Bible Dictionary decisively and correctly concludes that sabbatismos means keeping the seventh-day Sabbath. Therefore, Hebrews 4:9 stresses the need to continue to keep the Sabbath in a new covenant context, even though the day also embodies all it meant under the old covenant. Added meaning for the Sabbath. The book of Hebrews is addressed to Jewish Christians to explain the transition from the old covenant to the new covenant. The Sabbath and circumcision have long been considered two of the cardinal tenets of Judaism, identifying the Jews as the people of God. However, by the time of Christ, the meaning of the Sabbath had become buried under a mountain of do's and don'ts. The Sabbath had become a heavy burden as Sabbath-keeping degenerated into the bondage of legalism, perpetuated by the narrow-minded scribes and Pharisees. Jesus condemned these human traditions and set the example of how to keep the Sabbath as God's gift to mankind. Mark 2:27-28. Elevation of the Sabbath. What could be more appropriate to the book of Hebrews than the elevation of the Sabbath to its full meaning and intent in the plan of God? So the Sabbath retains its old covenant meanings that identify God's specially sanctified people, the people of God, and point them back to God as Creator. Added to that is the new covenant meaning of entering into another rest through Jesus Christ, fulfilled in type by the rest given to Israel during Joshua's time. Hebrews 4:8. This spiritual rest begins now in this life and reaches its consummation in the resurrection to eternal life at the return of Christ. Revelation 20:6. His return also signals the beginning of the millennial rest prophesied in the Old Testament. The book of Hebrews cleverly weaves together three themes of rest: the rest promised to Israel from enemies, the physical rest of the weekly Sabbath, and the spiritual rest through Christ. The conclusion is that Sabbath keeping is still necessary for the people of God, the New Testament church. As Hebrews 4:10 affirms, we must all labor to enter the spiritual rest and continue to keep the weekly Sabbath out of obedience to God and because of what it portrays in His great master plan. Thanks for listening to There Remains a Sabbath Day Rest for the People of God in the booklet Sunset to Sunset, God's Sabbath Rest. For the rest of the booklet, please visit ucg.org.